Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy brilliant sunshine today with high pressure in control over interior New York and New England. In fact, there's two areas of high pressure, and this will play a role in our weather going into the next couple of days. One high pressure center will drift off the eastern seaboard, while another will hang back toward the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Still, though, with that sunshine, temperatures will have no problem getting back up into the seasonably mild mid-50s by this afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain clear and temperatures will drop quickly back through the 40s and into the 30s. Then some clouds will start to move in from the south in advance of that next system towards sunrise tomorrow. During the day tomorrow, clouds will increase and thicken, and we'll have a few showers developing late in the morning in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. And as we get deeper into the morning and especially into the afternoon, the rest of the region will see some light rain showers as well. High temperatures, despite the cloud cover and showers, will still make it into the middle 50s on average. More rain showers overnight tomorrow night, and even a few left over on Wednesday morning, especially in central and eastern New England. Some sunshine coming back to parts of the area on Wednesday afternoon, and that'll help us get back into the middle and upper 50s. Another storm will emerge out of the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes while intensifying considerably. That'll bring in a stronger southerly wind and more moisture for the day on Thursday. Clouds will increase and thicken, and there's a good chance of rain during the day Thursday, perhaps steady for a time through the middle of the day. Temperatures will reach back into the mid-50s. Behind the system on Friday, we'll pick up a cooler west-northwesterly breeze and a mix of sun and clouds. We still run the risk at a few leftover showers passing by with highs in the lower 50s. We'll be in that same northwesterly wind flow with mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. It'll remain breezy and chilly in the upper 40s before we clear it out with mostly sunny skies and highs near 50 on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on newly formed Tropical Storm Kate, located about 15 miles east-northeast of Cat Island in the Bahamas and is moving toward the northwest near 15 miles per hour. A turn toward the north is expected tonight, followed by a turn toward the north-northeast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Kate is forecast to pass near or over portions of the central Bahamas during the next several hours and near or over portions of the northwestern Bahamas this afternoon and tonight. Data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for all of the central and northwestern Bahamas and the surrounding offshore waters. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Meeg is located approximately 125 miles south-southwest of Mukalla, Yemen, in the Gulf of Aden. Meeg is tracking westward at 16 miles per hour with winds of 85 miles per hour. Although the cyclone remains quite small in terms of wind field, it is still a Category 1 storm. Further weakening is anticipated as Meeg moves toward the coast of Yemen, most likely to the east of Aden early tomorrow as a tropical storm. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Brooksville, Fort Myers, and Punta Gorda, all in Florida, to a low of 3 at West Yellowstone, Montana, and Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the upper 50s, Boston, sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 71, set in 1975, and the record low, 11, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:39 p.m., 10 hours, even, of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with highs in the mid-50s today, mostly clear tonight, with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s, increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny today with highs in the mid-50s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly sunny today with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Clear skies tonight with increasing clouds late at night and lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today with highs in the middle 50s. Clear for most of the night, increasing clouds toward morning with lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with late-day showers possible, highs in the mid-50s, a leftover shower Wednesday morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, mid to upper 50s. Rain likely on Thursday, cloudy and breezy otherwise in the mid-50s, a leftover shower Friday, and a passing shower Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler both days, upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly sunny and cool on Sunday with highs around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.